Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. We appreciate your loyalty, and if you're new to the show, sit back and get comfortable, and hopefully we can share some information that you'll think is helpful and useful, and maybe you'll decide to tune back in next week.
And maybe we'll irritate you.
Yeah, I hope not. We got with us tonight, we got Bob Griswold.
Hello.
And we got Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Mary is Right Wing Granny. That's rightwinggranny.com. It's a very conservative blog. And
welcome back, y'all.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they've been out. They
Thank you.
They kind of had a bug.
Yeah.
All right. We also have Hal James and his lovely life. That's true, too.
Lovely wife in my life.
Yeah. His lovely wife, Rainer, can't be with us tonight because she's got a bug. So.
Yeah, we don't think it's COVID, but she does have a bug of some kind.
Right. Well, Melissa can't be with us either. She has a stomach virus. So it's that time of the year. Things are going around, and it's something we just have to live with. Anyway, very, very busy news cycle going on with the election is dominating it, of course, and along with that, COVID is still trying to dominate it because mainstream media is going to pound you with as much fear as they can until they have everybody locked down, shut up. And I mean, COVID's real. It's a real thing. It's a real virus. And just like the flu and all the other things that are out there, the stomach viruses, they're all real. But never in the history of all the plagues, viruses, pandemics, everything this country and the rest of the world have been through, have we ever taken everybody's freedoms away or attempted to take their freedom away and force them into complying with unconstitutional regulations?
I have a couple of things to say about that. We're on the other side of COVID now. We've survived it. We had a mild case. It is real. I have no idea how we got it or where we got it, and hopefully we didn't spread it. But you talk about freedoms being taken away, and I came across an article yesterday. There was a Staten Island pub named Max Public House that was closed down by Governor Cuomo because he closed down a lot of businesses. And the pub owner didn't want to be closed down. This was his living. So he declared his pub an autonomous zone. It worked in Seattle. He was willing to try it in Staten Island. Well, it didn't work so well. It was shut down by the authorities on Tuesday, and its owner was arrested. And the New York City Sheriff's Department is charging the owner with trespassing and disorderly conduct.
Trespassing on his own place?
Yes. And disorderly conduct.
You ought to get thrown out now.
I believe he was giving out free beer just to, you know, as a goodwill gesture type thing. And trying to keep his pub open through the pandemic. The government shouldn't have the right to shut down somebody's business arbitrarily.
No, they shouldn't happen. No. And Hal, you said that should get thrown out quickly. Well, logically and realistically, yes, you're right. But in this corrupt environment where even the justice system, judicial system is totally corrupt also with judges and things that don't abide by the Constitution, don't follow the law. They just legislate from the bench.
Well, I'd like to add that the three counties around here that I know, the judges that sit in, they would throw it out in a heartbeat here in this area.
Right. I understand.
You know, there was that Supreme Court ruling about that Cuomo had no right to shut down churches at all. And Justice Roberts voted on the wrong side of that judgment because he said it wasn't an active case. Well, heck, it wasn't, because there have been many, many times in New York where they have tried to shut down any temple, any Jewish activity, and the very, very anti-Semitic activities in the way that the New York has been treating it in the Hasidic neighborhoods or anything like that. And they have just been totally, totally out of sorts the way that New York has been handling it.
And the irony here is that Governor Cuomo was the one who told the nursing homes they had to accept the COVID patients.
Yeah.
And New York's death rate is very high because of the people who died in the nursing homes. And rather than protect the nursing homes, he's going after the churches and the bars.
Right. Well, it's got to the point you don't know what to believe anymore, because all the experts and all the science is contradicting itself. Fauci says one thing this month and something else last month, and totally, you know, flip-flopping back and forth. You have just as many scientists over here that say COVID is not that bad as you do the ones that are trying to convince you that it's the deadliest thing we've ever seen.
By the way, today, CDC has decided that the COVID isolation period doesn't have to be 14 days. Now it's between 7 and 10 days.
Right, and CDC also decided that, hey, kids should be in school.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's not a spreader.
And the irony is, in many places, I don't know about, I'm not sure about North Carolina, but I know with my Massachusetts kids, the private schools are open, the public schools are closed. How is that reasonable?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I saw a report today that the kids that were staying out of school because of COVID were doing very, very poorly in their testing.
Yes.
Yes, because, well, it's not the right environment. They need to be in school. They need to have face-to-face contact with their teachers. And they need to have social contact with other students and all. Well, you know, it's crazy out there. It's hard to believe that we're at this point. If you're watching something besides mainstream media, you're probably watching some of the hearings that are going on.
Indeed.
Evidently, the Justice Department's not watching them because they still want to say there's no evidence of voter fraud.
Oh.
Well, Raina got so upset about that, she wrote a letter today to
Attorney General Barr.
Yes, or say district attorney. You had to get that right. Attorney General Barr. And then she wanted me to make a registered copy of it. And she's telling him, well, you just need to open your eyes. The evidence is all around you. If you're on the television and watching some of these the meetings that have been going place in legislatures around the country, you'll see plenty of evidence of it.
There's plenty of evidence out there, more and more every day. So you have to ask yourself, how did we get here? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you how we got here. We let it happen.
Well,
we let it happen. You know, we sat back in our comfort zone. You take after the World War II, when prosperity started hitting the U.S., and all of a sudden you had two cars in the driveway. You had all electric appliances.
Well, not during the war. There weren't any cars in the driveway during the war.
Not during the war. I said after the
yeah,
war.
Yeah, you're right.
After the war, when the troops came
They were there,
home,
but they didn't have tires.
Yeah, right. You know, we became very prosperous. Everybody started buying houses, and then instead of having one breadwinner, you had a lot of two breadwinner homes. A lot of the women went to work in the workforce, and we accumulated a lot of stuff. We got used to an easy life with all these luxuries and amenities.
The riveter, yeah.
Yeah, we got used to that, and the whole time we had the nefarious, evil people in the background that wanted to turn us into a communist country. They were chipping away. They were taking a little bit here and a little bit there, and we weren't standing up and saying no. Yeah. We let them get away with it. We let them introduce this bill and that bill, and we let it get passed, and we didn't do anything about it. And they kept going and going and going. And you know, who would have thought we'd ever let admitted communists into
our Congress.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
But they're there.
Yeah. Well, you know where it all started. Like Bob said, I think in one or two meetings previous to this, he said that Hitler said, well, I don't need you. I've got your children.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of what's happened
to
us.
Well, that was the indoctrination through the school systems, the education. And that, if you look in the streets now where all the problems are, all the ones that are wanting to be socialists now and get free health care and get free education and free this and free that, and they think the government should provide it. Well, they learned that in the school system. They learned that coming up in classrooms where a lot of indoctrination was going on, and it didn't happen overnight. It's been chipped away at over decades.
Right.
And now here we are. We're reaping the benefits of what we sowed. We just sat back and let it happen, and now everybody's mad as fire and ready to do something about it. And hopefully it's not too late. Maybe if we can get people to stand up and be active. I'm going to tell you what. If you, this is Wednesday. We're pre-recording. If you had watched the Stop the Steal rally in Georgia today with Lynn Wood, his speech was so passionate, and he had people fired up. I might even play a little bit of that when we come back from a break, because it's what we need. We need to get up off our butts and get busy putting an end to some of this stuff that's going on and standing up and taking our country back.
Like President Trump said today on television, we can't let this stand. We can't.
Absolutely. No, we can't. We've got
because
to fight
if
back.
We let this stand, we will never have an honest election from this day forward, because if they get away with cheating once, they'll do it twice.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, I was talking about Lynn Wood, the attorney on the Trump team. He's down in Georgia today, and they were having a Stop the Steal rally down there. And Sidney Powell, the other attorney, was with him. And, boy, he was fired up. And you talk about a passionate speech. I want you to listen to a little bit of it here.
We're going to send a message. We're going to send a message from Wills Park in Alpharetta, Georgia, to the state capitol in the Golden Dome of Georgia, to the tin roof of the governor's mansion of Georgia. We're going to send them a message. And the message is this. It's 1776 in America again. And you're not going to take our freedom. We're going to fight for our liberty. We're going to send that message from Wills Park today, and we're going to send it all the way over to Beijing, China. We're not going to let you take our country over. Never going to happen on our watch. This is America. You picked a fight with the wrong people.
He's got them fired up there.
We're going to send that message. We're going to send that message to George Soros. Get out of our country, George Soros. We are not going to allow ourselves to go back into the polling booth. And you hear us out. Governor Kemp, you hear me while you hide in your closet. And you hear us. You hear the people, Brad Raffensperger. And I want Lieutenant Governor Jeffrey Duncan to hear it too. And the guy that's making a ton of money, Gabriel Sterling. You listen up, Gabriel. You're not going to sell our votes to China. We're not going to vote on your damn machines made in China. We're going to vote on machines made in the USA.
Sounds right. Like he's saying it's getting close to time for lock and load.
Well, it was very passionate speech, and he definitely had the crowd fired up. But, you know, he's right. This is what it's come to. We've got to stand up and say, no, no more. We're not going to do it that way. We've let you get away with it long enough. This isn't the first election that's been stolen. We all know that. It's just nobody stood up before and tried to stop it. You had one or two cases. There have been some arrests for voter fraud and election fraud in past elections, and some people are in jail for it, but not the ones that need to be there, not the ones that were heading it up.
Well, haven't some of the Dominion machines been seized down in Georgia?
I believe so, and now the latest news out is that China bought Dominion recently. They paid $400 million or billion.
There have also been stories from various sources that I haven't necessarily confirmed about the Dominion machines in Germany being seized, but I'm not by the special forces. But I'm at this point, I'm not sure whose side the special forces are on.
Yeah, I know.
General McInerney, I think, is the man that said that they had been seized over in Germany.
And that they lost some troops.
I knew that man's grandson. That's why I can remember the name. I knew of him for some years now.
Well, he seems to be a respectable sort.
He does. And like I say, you're hearing so much conflicting information, and people are flip-flopping back and forth from one stance to another stance. It's really hard, but there's one thing we have to keep in mind. God's going to win this one way or the other. In the end, God is going to win, and I happen to firmly believe that he's got people in place that are doing his work, and there's millions of people across this land that are in constant prayer for our country and for our leaders. And you know, he says if we'll pray, if we'll just pray and turn from our evil ways, he'll hear our prayers and heal our nation. And I believe that's where we're at right now.
Rick, I don't want to disagree with you, but I do want to add that God was on David's side, and he helped David defeat Goliath, but David had to pick up his slingshot and throw that rock.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not saying God's going to do it for us.
That's right. We got to crusade with God in the lead and do his work.
Right.
Well, I think if you went back to, I think it was Abraham Lincoln, and I'm not sure if it was in the Right Makes Might speech, but he said, "I don't want God on our side. I want to be on God's side."
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it.
It is. And, you know, David's one example. There's all kinds of examples throughout the Bible. One that Lynn Wood here, it's later on in this speech he was giving there, talking about the walls of Jericho.
Okay, tumbling down.
Yeah, we're going to march around the walls of Jericho. We're doing it now, and those walls are going to come tumbling down. So, yep. It's interesting times here. It's historical times. But, folks, you can't just sit back and throw your feet up and put it on the evening news and get upset and yell at the TV. You're going to have to get up and do something. You're going to have to get involved. And what we're seeing now, they just had a Million Man March on Washington. I think it was last weekend, and they've got another one scheduled for January 12th, I believe, or is it the?
I don't know.
Might be December 12th. Yeah, I believe it is. Anyway,
that's coming up very shortly here. Then,
yeah, there's busloads of people. We'll be traveling to D.C. And that's what it takes. That's exactly what it takes. Is American people are going to have to show. We're tired of it. We've had enough. We're not going to take it anymore. You know, folks, I keep mentioning mainstream media. If you're watching your news there, and hopefully most of our listeners, that's not where you get your news from. Occasionally watching it to see what the other side's saying, that's fine, but don't put any reliance in it. We've talked on this show many times about the Mockingbird media, how they all have the same talking points. We've pointed you to videos where you've got your news anchormen and newscasters all across the country on the same day at the same time saying the exact same things, because they're all fed the same
using
talking
the
points.
Same words.
Right. You've got six corporations, I believe it is, that own all the news media, and it's all orchestrated. They all have an agenda. It's orchestrated. And you're seeing it now. If you're watching Project Veritas, he's just released a bunch of videos where for months now they've been secretly included in the conference calls for CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Zucker, not Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg is Twitter, right? Yeah.
Zuckerberg is Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Zucker is CNN. Okay. So the CEO Zucker of CNN would be having daily meetings. I'd tell them how they were going to operate and what they were going to do. And due to a whistleblower given...
he's the one to use the F word.
Yeah.
To describe Trump.
Whistleblower gave Veritas... What's his name? Project Veritas.
James O'Keefe.
They gave him access. So he's been dialing in and recording hours of conversations, and he's dropping these one right after the other.
Well, the interesting thing of the one tape that I've heard is that they're discussing how to make Joe Biden seem like the legitimate winner of the election and not acknowledging the problems with the vote. I mean, they're doing this on purpose. There's nothing you hear on the news is accidental or unbiased, for that matter.
Right. And we all know social media is biased. They are censoring conservatives or even deleting accounts for some of the conservatives. Some of the whistleblowers that have come out here recently, their accounts have been eliminated because of that. But, you know, interesting enough, I looked through today some of the CNN stuff because I share some posts out on Facebook and on Twitter, and occasionally it'll come back and say that this is disputed, okay, and that it's could be fake news and could cause harm. But when I go through CNN and some of the other left-wing stuff out there, you never see any of that is disputed.
Oh, no.
And you know, if you do your research, you know a lot of it is just outright lies, but it's not disputed by Facebook or Twitter. So we're in a time when censorship, you know, that's part of the communist plot of how you take over a country.
Mary, you might want to help me out on this one. I'm trying to recall, it says in the Constitution somewhere that the state legislatures have the job of reporting back to the Congress the electoral votes.
Well, generally speaking, the states are in charge of their elections. I mean, the federal government has some oversight.
But what I'm saying is the state legislature then reports to the U.S. Congress how their electoral vote went.
Absolutely.
And so there's a point there in which the state legislature needs to get involved if they think there's something wrong.
And a lot of these states that are contested have Republican legislators.
Right.
And a lot of this...
Not a good it does
I
in
mean,
Georgia, though.
I posted two videos up at Right Wing Granny, pardon the plug, today from One American News talking about unsupervised ballot drop-off boxes, talking about a trucker whose ballots mysteriously disappeared. And I mean, there's some flagrant stuff that has gone on.
President Trump had graphs today that he showed on the television that showed at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, there'd be dumps like 9,000 votes.
I've seen those. Yeah. Yes. And there's a mathematician who's looked at Maricopa County, Arizona, where Joe Biden got 130% of the votes. Now that's quite an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And he commented that the way that happens is that you rig the machine so that when somebody votes, let's say someone votes for Joe Biden, then Joe Biden gets 1.3 votes. When somebody votes for President Trump, gets 0.7 votes.
That's the weighted value in the Dominion machines. That's what that's called, a weighted value.
And there's evidence that has gone on.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit local here. You know, our governor race, Dan Forrest conceded almost immediately.
I didn't understand that.
Right. He lost by quite a bit of what was reported.
I know, but almost all of them were those doggone mail-in, absentee by mail-in votes.
Right. Well, he did the gentlemanly thing, which I don't agree with, but
he
did it.
That's what I'm fussing about.
But little do people know that because he was running for governor, that's a member of the Council of State.
Right.
So if you're a candidate for a Council of State office, you have the right to contest the election.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's North Carolina Statute 163-182-13A, contested elections for Council of State offices. He can contest it, and then a committee is appointed in the legislature, like you're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's Republican-controlled, there'll be more Republicans on the committee than there are Democrats. And that's true throughout other states, too. But any of these officers, and like Judge Newby, is still not decided completely, even though they did
He's
a recount.
He's contested, although the recount showed he was still 450-some ahead.
Right. But the Council of State officers, they can contest this. So even though he conceded, that's not legally binding. That was just, you know, something he did. He can still contest it. So there's a petition going on right now trying to urge him. And I know that other people are working with his attorneys and all trying to urge him to go ahead and contest the gubernatorial election. And then, like you were saying, the legislature will get involved. And
I got an email today asking us to sign a petition to urge him to contest the election.
Yes, that's what I just said.
Well, you said it was going around, but I'm testifying that it went around because I got a copy of it.
Right. All right, well, let's take another quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hey, Bob, I heard the devil went down to Georgia. Have you heard anything about that?
I tell you.
He's for a soul to steal.
a friend of ours received an email. Now, these friends lived in Maryland and now live in North Carolina and have not lived anywhere else in I was going to say the relatively recent history, you know, the last 60-something years. Okay. But they received an email from vote at votebymail2020.org. And the reply is to Georgia at votebymail2020.org. And the email is how to register to vote by mail for the January Senate election. How to register. And we are Vote by Mail, a nonprofit that helps register voters through the vote by mail process. It's time to register to vote by mail in the upcoming Senate race runoff on January 5th, 2021. If you don't want to receive the emails, you can unsubscribe. Why the heck are we getting the emails in the first place if all that we lived in was Maryland and North Carolina and never in Georgia?
For the same reason that they're urging people from out of state to move to Georgia just to vote in this election.
And then move back.
Yeah. Folks, there's millions of dollars being poured into the Senate race in Georgia because you've got your two Senate seats there that are up for grabs, a very close, tight race. That's why they're having a runoff. And if we lose, and when I say we, I mean conservatives, Republicans, the right, whatever you want to call us, patriots, if we lose those two Senate seats to the liberal left, we can kiss this country goodbye because they'll have control of the Senate, control of the House, and control of the presidency if none of that gets overturned.
Rick, you said several things about getting active here tonight, and I just want to tell everybody that you're tremendously active in trying to get those two Republicans reelected down in Georgia. You and Mark Robinson are doing everything you can to make that happen.
Well, yeah, we just had an event Thursday night. We brought Mark Robinson in. I'm recording this on Wednesday, so I don't know the outcome.
Prophetic
of that
a little
yet.
Bit here, aren't we, Rick?
Yeah. I don't know the outcome of it yet, but by the time this is on the air, the event will have come and passed. But the whole purpose of it was to raise funds to send down to Georgia for those two candidates because there's tons of money coming in for the Democratic candidates, and there's, you know, this was not CCTA doing this. This was another group I'm involved with of individuals. It wasn't even a party-affiliated thing.
But it got sanctioned by the state GOP, did it not?
Well, it did because, you know, when you're dealing with making donations, political donations, you have to go through certain channels and abide by certain laws. Time frame to set up a political action committee just wouldn't allow that. So since they are GOP candidates in Georgia, the easiest way to get the donations that we raise to them would be to go through the GOP here in North Carolina. It was not originally a GOP function. It was a group of individuals just decided, hey, we got to do our part to try to save the Senate.
But Michael Whiteley, the chairman of the state chairman of GOP, he's certainly endorsing it because he's sending out emails encouraging them to go.
Right, yeah. Well, they got on board real quick with it, and we appreciate that. But anyway, that's what it takes, folks. That's what we're, as American citizens, we've got to be involved. We've got to fight just as hard as the enemy is. We've got to, you know, push back. They're raising millions. They're getting millions sent in. They're harvesting ballots from all over the place, trying to get people to move into the state. And as Bob just read you, they're sending out emails trying to get you registered to vote in Georgia when you've never lived in Georgia. Now,
and they just want to overload the system totally.
Right.
And how many people are getting those? I mean, that might not be... Well, just those people, but people all over the country could be getting them.
The cost of sending out an email is nil.
Right.
It costs nothing. I mean, I'm not going to give it right now, but there is a phone number to call if you want to respond to them. Now, we could be a pain in the neck. We could help be a pain in the neck and give out the phone number, but I don't want to give it out and have somebody misdial it and bother the wrong people.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And plus, we aren't them, so we don't operate the way they do. But truth and right will always prevail, And all you've got to do is exercise your right and stand up and take this country back. And that's what we mean by getting involved. Now, CCTA, we have monthly meetings. We have business meetings on the second Monday. And we have our public meetings on the third Tuesday. So they're free. They're open to the public. Anybody's welcome to come. It's a nonpartisan organization. Of course, being constitutional conservatives, we attract mainly from one party, and y'all can guess which one that is. But we are not affiliated with any parties. We are totally independent of any political parties. We do not endorse political party candidates. We as individuals work to help get them elected, the ones that we think are going to be true conservatives and follow the Constitution and uphold and defend the Constitution.
We do that as individuals.
Right. But, you know, there's people on both sides of the aisle mm-hmm. that'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we will support anybody that upholds our constitutional principles.
And, you know, Rick, along with that, we've gone up to the State House a number of times to support specific issues, mm-hmm. not individuals, but specific issues. And when we go up there with a number of us, we do get respect. And I think we are respected because we come up with an intelligent voice. And we're not there as paid lobbyists.
Right.
And I think they'll start back in session in January, if I'm not mistaken. So we need to get geared up to do that some more.
Absolutely. And we have achieved name recognition all across the state for the efforts we've put into, like, fighting Common Core and trying to help the fishermen mm-hmm. With
commercial fishermen.
Commercial fishermen. We've been very active in going back and forth to Raleigh, and it pays off sometimes.
I'd like to say this about the commercial fishing. I mentioned commercial first, but that North Carolina Fisheries Association tries to look out for a fair regulation of all the industry, commercial and recreational fishing.
Right.
Fair.
Right. And anyway, again, get involved. Come join our meetings. See what we're like, what we do. We do educational classes also because we want people to know about the Constitution. We need to ramp that back up this year. It kind of got pushed to the side during all the election stuff and all.
Yeah, one of the main classes we teach is called the 5,000-Year Leap.
Yes.
And we were listening to that out in Arizona, and I believe it was the it was one of the members of their state legislature that mentioned the 5,000-year leap, and I thought Rainer was going to come right out of her chair. She was so thrilled to think somebody on the other side of the country here that pays attention to that like we do.
Right. So we'd love to have you folks. We need all the manpower and woman power and kid power and everything we can get, all hands on deck, to help us make a difference locally. You know, look what happened here locally to the school board election. And Hal's got some numbers over there on that. People were just constantly complaining about the shape our school systems are in. There were four Democrats, one independent, and one Republican on the school board. One of the members had been there 28 years. And so it was time, it looked like a good time to make a big change. So there were three conservatives on the ballot, and one is a write-in. So that gave four conservatives, and it's a seven-member school board. So you, the people, had the opportunity of flipping the school board to a conservative school board. But what happened?
Well, what happened was that the three people that were nominated, hoping to change the outlook of the board there, the Board of Education, they were all three ahead at the end of Election Day, and even a little ahead at the end of the early voting. But on Election Day, they did much, much better. But then when all these doggone absentee by mail-in votes, I call them harvesting votes, came in, then it switched the tide.
Yeah.
And we got that's some one thing we have to really work against. There's no point in being able to allow people to bring in bundles and bundles of votes that they've harvested for their candidate.
Right. And it was consistent. The numbers were pretty much consistent amongst the three candidates that were on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2,000 to 3,000 additional votes came in through mail-in.
Right.
And that's what, you know.
Tipped it the wrong way.
Like you said, at the polls where people actually came to the polls and voted,
mm-hmm.
all three of those candidates won.
Would have won. And I'd like to point out also on the state election there for governor, Dan Forrest was way ahead on election day, way ahead. But he lost there again in these absentee by mail ballots that came in.
Right, which is exactly what Bob's talking about here, that they're trying to get done in Georgia, is how to get registered and absentee vote by mail.
And so, you can even use a Dropbox there. You don't have to use mail. You can use a Dropbox in Georgia.
Yep, yep. And they had those up in New York and Pennsylvania and other places, too. So we see how that all worked out.
And they weren't verifying the signatures either. That was terrible.
No, there were a lot of things that were not kosher and not being done correctly. And hopefully we'll see some legal action taken, and it'll go through the court systems. And maybe we can right this ship. I don't know. The judicial system's corrupt, too. It's hard to get an unbiased judge that wants to go by the law and follow the Constitution. Yeah. They want to make it up as they go.
As President Trump says, we have no choice. We have no good choice, what I would say, other than to take our country back.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, we're going to take one more break to hear from our sponsors here, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Bob, you showed me a little article from the Carolina Journal, and it talks about lawmakers slamming state officials for the COVID lockdowns that have left students behind. You know, there's a lot of things that have been learned over the past year in these lockdowns.
But not by students.
Yeah, not by students.
Good point, Bob.
More students are facing repeating a grade than at any time in the past century, says David Stegall, Deputy Superintendent of Innovation at the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Says remote learning is failing North Carolina students. Roughly 19% of students aren't attending classes regularly. State officials predict fewer students would graduate or advance to the next grade.
What did you say? Only 19% are attending school regularly or classes regularly?
Yep.
I think that's probably the reverse of that. It's probably true.
19% of students are attending classes regularly. Republican lawmakers slammed remote learning as a disaster and a wasted year, grilling the leaders of the State Board of Education during a meeting of the Joint Legislative Education Oversight Committee on Tuesday, December the 1st. Quote, "We're creating a greater divide than we ever had," Stegall said. "It's about opportunity and equity, and in the current environment, it will continue to grow." 9 months after Governor Roy Cooper closed schools to full-time in-person instruction, 36% of students remain in a completely virtual format. On a given day, only 48% of students sit in a classroom, said Stegall. The arrangement isn't working.
Now, the kicker is that's the public schools.
Yeah.
Because private schools, you do find that Catholics. Private schools, they're attending the schools, the kids are learning.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can understand his concern about that, and I'd be concerned about it, too. I am concerned about it. But on the other hand, most of the students in the state of North Carolina aren't doing very well in school, period. You look at the average grades, and they're not anything like they used to be back in the day. The average grade is probably 57 or something like that. And that's true here in Craven County as well. The students here aren't doing well in school.
Right. Well, it's a tough place to be right now because, like I said earlier in the show, we talked about the fear factor from mainstream media and government entities trying to convince everybody how dangerous this virus is, and not to lessen the fact that it is a dangerous virus, but the survival rate is way greater than it is with the common flu or some of the other illnesses that are out there. So,
well, Johns Hopkins did a review, I think, of all of the statistical deaths over a number of years, and found that through this year, statistically, based on the upper age, and again, Mary and I had COVID, and I am right in that target zone that says I'm not supposed to be here, based on certain conditions.
Pre-existing conditions.
Yeah. Pre-existing conditions. I'm not supposed to be here. But Johns Hopkins did a review of it and said that statistically there's really no change in the numbers of deaths over time based on age groups and all that. It's crazy.
Well, you can give credit, I believe, and this is my opinion, which I'm entitled to because it is still America. You can credit a lot of that to the fact that right in the panic at the beginning with all the fear that was going on, everybody that died was listed as COVID for mm-hmm. one reason or another. Yes. It didn't matter what killed them. If they had COVID, it was listed as a COVID death.
A COVID motorcycle accident. Yes.
Right.
Yes. It's gotten so politicized. It just seems crazy. Like the example that Mary gave us earlier in the show was somebody on his own property was charged with trespassing because he violated the governor's rulings on the COVID safe activities or safe practices.
By the way, Hal, along with that, just looking it up, the Staten Island state senator who was trying to offer pro bono legal advice to the person with that? He was manhandled by the sheriff's department, and because he did not obey the COVID restrictions.
Yeah, what's that saying? You give up a little of your freedom for a little security. You'll have neither. Or
so give me liberty or give me death comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, again. It's hard. It's a hard place for a lot of people to be, especially if you're uninformed. If you don't try to look at both sides, if you just get your constant diet of news and fear from mainstream media, I can understand why you feel the way you are or the way you do. But if you go out and do the research and look around, you'll find out that there are two sides to the story, and there can't be but one truth. Can't be but one. Another example that comes to mind, Elon Musk. He went and got tested four times
mm-hmm.
on the same day at the same facility by the same nurse. Two of his tests came back positive, and two of them came back negative. So how can you lock down the country and create all this fear and all the damage that's been done to the school students being kept out of school? How can you do all that on results that are not dependable? I mean,
well, I guess that makes the COVID test results a participation trophy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know about
trophy. Doesn't matter whether you win or lose. You participated.
Yes. A lot of ingenuity has been shown. For instance, the city of New Bern closing those streets down in the evening on weekends and letting the restaurants set up their tables mm-hmm. and serve out there in the street.
Right. Boy, that's a good point.
Oh, that was great.
And nothing's going to be the same. No matter what the outcome of this is, nothing is ever going to go back to the way it is. You take, for example, these big corporations have found out that, hey, we don't have to spend megabucks on big office buildings in metropolitan areas. These people can work from home, and we can save all that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people that are working from home are much happier doing that than they are getting up and driving into commuting into town every day.
Yeah, my son is still working. He'll be 60 soon, and they've been giving him a 10 increase in pay every year to keep him on the job. And then this time they told him he could work from home, so he's happy.
Yeah, I bet he is. Well, that's about all the time we've got to hash this out this week. So I urge you to go to our website, cctaxpayers.com. I want to remind you the third Tuesday of the month is our public meeting, and this one is our Christmas party, and everybody's invited. So please come and join us for our Christmas party the third Tuesday of December, and we look forward to meeting you there. Please tune in to again next week, the same time, right here on 107.1, the talk station, for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday.
Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.